The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Welcome to the Eric Metaxas Show.
Have you ever gargled peanut butter?
What's the capital of North Dakota?
Do I spit when I talk?
All this and more on the Eric Metaxas Show. Now your host, until further notice, Eric Metaxas.
Happy New Year.
Oh,
happy
boy.
New Year. Did you ever think that you would drag yourself over the boundary between 2020 and 2021 and live to say, thank you, Lord, for getting me this far? I got to tell you, ladies and gentlemen, we've never been through a year like this. Have we? Have you?
Have we?
No. Chris and Albin, happy New Year to you guys.
Happy New Year. I'm still wearing the same clothes from yesterday. I partied all night long. It's great.
Yes.
That's the way to do it, man. You gotta fight for your right to party. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yes.
Yeah, exactly.
2020 was the year of the chicken for the Himes family. We definitely the year of the chicken for us. We now bring chickens to the park, apparently. That's a thing.
Wait. People may think you're joking. We all live in the New York area. Yeah. What do you mean you bring chickens to the park? You mean you get frozen chickens?
We have seven chickens in our backyard, and my 9-year-old son likes to bring a couple to the park because it turns out middle school aged girls really like to get Instagram photos with chickens. So it's kind of a chick magnet, if you will.
Chickens are a chick magnet. Okay.
Unbelievable. Okay. Good. Listen, before we get too far afield, I want to announce a couple things real quick. Number one, we continue our program with CSI. Okay. CSI, you can free slaves that have been enslaved in the Sudan. It's one of these things that it's so amazing. In other words, it's evil that real slavery exists. Like, it's incomprehensibly evil that Muslim fanatics believe slavery is a good thing. In the West, we've pretty much abolished the idea that it's a good thing, and we've made it illegal a few years ago. And now in other parts of the world, they don't have that worldview. Here's the good news. You who live in this part of the world and who have a worldview that says it's evil can use your Western money to help CSI free slaves, to bring them to safety in southern Sudan, to set them up in life with a she-goat and all kinds of other things. Sounds funny to us, right? But to set them up so that they can have a new life in freedom. This is real. We want you to take advantage of it. CSI has extended our time with them. It was just going to be December, but they said we want to go two more weeks. So now is your chance. Anyone who gives anything is enrolled in our grand prize drawing. If you win, you're going to get so much stuff, it's going to be embarrassing. You're going to be ashamed of your swag privilege. So I want to say that you have to go to our website, metaxastalk.com. That's our radio website. And you have to click on the banner where it says CSI. We want everyone to participate. If you participate at any level, you will get put into the grand prize drawing and woe betide you if you should win. Now, there's a phone number. Some people like to use phones. And you know what? That's cool with us. If you'd like to call right now, instead of going on to metaxastalk.com and clicking on the banner and all that stuff, you can call. I'll give you some numbers. How about this one? 888-253-3522. 888-253-3522. It's that simple. 888-253-3522. Okay, so we have to say that. I also want to say, many of you know that my sweet, dear friend and brother in faith, John Rankin, passed away. I won't go into any details on that right now, but if you're able to help his widow, Nancy, give to teii.org. They're going to be continuing his work, and I'm going to try to help them. Teii.org. And please do that if you feel like it. We'll be talking about election fraud just about every day. We've got a gigantic week coming up. I hope many of you are praying on a Wednesday night. No, on Sunday night, we are going to do another prayer meeting. If you want to know about that, you follow me on social media, or you should be signed up to my newsletter already, ericmetaxas.com. Sunday night, we're going to have, I believe, we're going to have Sidney Powell on and someone else almost as impressive to give us an update. Yesterday, we had Doug Mastriano. 2 days ago, we had Doug Mastriano on. He's going to be on this program on Monday, right, Albin?
Yep. Monday, Douglas Mastriano, senator from Pennsylvania.
And before anything, before I finally shut up, I want to remind people today we're going to have Hormoz Shariat. He's the head of Iran Alive Ministries. His story of how people are becoming Christians in Iran is so insane. Unless you follow certain websites, you're not hearing anything about this. You need to hear this. This is really, really hopeful. In hour two, we're talking to David Wood, who is one of the most amazing people I've ever had on this program. I will say nothing. Just listen to hour two. So, Albin and Chris, anything you want to share on the first day of the greatest year of our lives?
Yeah, Chris, if you don't mind, I'll go first. I just want to share what I learned late in 2020. Boy, with 2020, wow. Anyway, I learned that Jill Biden is to doctor as Al Sharpton is to reverend.
Oh, ooh. Snap.
Okay. And now in 2021, I'm hoping to learn this. Cheaters never win unless you let them.
Interesting. Yeah.
We can't let them. We can't let them win.
There's nothing uglier. I said this yesterday. There's nothing more horrific than to try to steal an American election. And I want to say this, anybody thinks it's kind of funny or, hey, that's the way it goes. No. It's not the way it goes. If you have an appreciation for how this nation has blessed people, given people opportunity around the world, you wouldn't take this lightly. There are people around the world, like my parents, who came here at made great effort to get here so that they could have freedom, so that they could have opportunity, so they could raise their kids in a place that was not dangerous, that was not piping propaganda into our heads about how there is no God. If you've read my book, If You Can Keep It, you have some sense, I hope, of what I'm talking about. I hope you will read the book, because once you appreciate what we have in this country, you'd never think about it in the same way, and you would never allow even the possibility of election fraud. Just the whiff of it would make you take action. So I just wanted to say that. What else do we say? We've got Hormoz Shariat coming up.
Yep. And Chris Himes has something to say. I can see it on his lips. Chris?
Oh, well, in regards to the election thing, it kind of reminds me of what happened in Whoville on Christmas that one time where the Grinch stole Christmas, and then he grew a conscience, and then he restored, you know, he gave all the presents back.
Yeah.
So maybe Joe Biden will grow a conscience and give all the votes back.
No kidding. As a Christian, nothing could make me happier. A lot of people just want to see their enemies pay. I'll tell you, I would be much happier if people who did those things would repent and would say, I'm a human being and I understand that that's wrong. And I don't want to do wrong. Life is too short. I do not want to do these things. I want to do the right thing and trust God to take care of my career. I want to walk with him and do what is right. We all fall short. Every one of us falls short. This is not about Donald Trump. This is about America. And this is about right and wrong. At least that's how I see it. So I do think that we should pray that there are plenty of people, I think, who are involved in this, who may well repent, who may well confess, because it's too great a burden to walk with. So we should be praying for that. I want to remind folks, do not forget, if you go to mypillow.com or mystore.com, everything there when you use the discount code Eric. Is cheap, is amazing. I've been using, they have these fire starters. It's made by some Christian company. I ordered a ton of them and I've been making fires in the fireplace behind me. Go to mystore.com, use the code Eric. Okay, when we come back, Hormoz Shariat, amazing story and Happy New Year.
Tuesday's on the phone to me. She said she'd always been a dancer.
Hey there, folks. I tell you, sometimes I don't have words. My guest right now is Dr. Hormoz Shariat. He's the head of Iran Alive Ministries. Hormoz, welcome.
Well, thank you so much, Eric, for letting me share.
Well, look, you come to me with the highest recommendation. Our friend Dean Crowder has been telling me about you for a long time. Now, is he the head of Iran Alive Ministries, or he's one of the heads?
No, he just joined our board, and he is the chairman of the board now. He is so much involved and such a great vision for the Middle East, especially Iran. I just invited him to be the chairman of the board.
It's amazing to me that Dean is the chairman of the board of Iran Alive Ministries. He's a very dear friend, and he's been telling me about you for a long time. Finally, now you've come out with a book called Iran's Great Awakening. And I don't know where to start, Hormoz, because first of all, you have an amazing story. Before we talk about what God is doing in Iran right now, which is stunning, because Dean has told me, stunning, positive, amazing. But before that, let's get to your story. What is your story?
Well, I was born in Iran as a Muslim and was pretty devout in the early years of my life. But in my teenage years, I said, repeating these prayers doesn't make sense. Just be a good person and follow your dream, which my dream was to get a PhD in America and become a research scientist. So I studied hard. I was a good student. At the time of revolution in Iran, I was a young student on the streets of Tehran shouting, death to America, death to America. But, you know, in my heart, I was saying, please, not yet, because I want to go there, get my PhD. So, and by the way, I've changed my mind about America. America is a blessed country, and I sing God Bless America. So I came to United States for graduate studies right after revolution, and I got into a journey of faith. Which one is true, Islam or Christianity? So I studied Quran and the Bible. I compared them. And after a few months of just struggle, which one is true, for me, it was clear. Jesus is the way. He's the Savior. One day I prayed and my life was transformed from that day on.
What year was that?
It was 1980.
Now, you were at that point in the United States or in Iran?
I was in the United States. I came to the United States. I was a student at the University of Southern California. Studying for my PhD there. I just went through that journey there. And I come to Christ in Southern California, and my life has changed so dramatically. I say, it's selfish if I keep this message to myself. I need to share it with others. So I started sharing with other Muslims, and they started coming to Christ. First, it was hard in the 80s, but then more and more, hundreds and then thousands and then tens of thousands through satellite television have come to Christ through our ministry, just sharing the gospel.
This is so much to talk about. Many young people don't remember, because you and I are probably around the same age, what was going on in Iran, the revolution with Ayatollah Khomeini. Iran went from being a Western-style state to being under Sharia law, going back to like the 7th century, unbelievably strict persecution to people who were not on the same page as the Ayatollah. It was an unbelievable thing to watch. And then, of course, the American hostages were taken, and President Carter was in the middle of that. And the day that Ronald Reagan was inaugurated, the hostages were released. And in a way, we turned a page. Were you in America when Reagan was inaugurated?
Yes. Yes, I was. And as you mentioned, Iran went through 40 years of spiritual journey. And 40 years of Islamic rule. So people of Iran today, they have seen the effect of Islam. It's not just they read in a book, they have experienced it. Iran is the only country led by clergy, and that for 40 years. So the people of Iran today, and that's shocking, they have rejected Islam and they are looking around. Iranians are no longer Muslims. I'm making some bold statements the last few years, Eric, but recent survey and recent research has proven what I've been saying the last few years and what I've been writing in the book. So these are the statements have come to pass. It's already coming to pass. Number one, Iran will be a Christian nation. What?
Yes. Now, wait a minute. That's crazy talk. We got to hit pause right there. Listen, Hormoz, this is a very serious program. We don't joke. So let me say to you that our mutual friend, who's the chairman of the board now of Iran Alive Ministries, Dean Crowder, he told me this. And I said, is it possible? Because Dean, he's not famous for joking. He told me this. And I said, this is such good news. My audience has to hear. This is just beyond belief. So I want you to tell me in detail. We're going to take the rest of the hour. But you are telling me in truth that so many Iranians are coming to faith in Jesus that, first of all, the news is not getting out. People have to tune into this program to hear this. No one is talking about this in my world. I mean, when you say that Iran's going to become a Christian nation, what do you mean? Back this up. Help us get some idea of what you're saying, because this is wild stuff.
First of all, that statement is not my idea. That's God's idea. Jeremiah 49:38 talks about he will set his throne in Elam, which is completely inside Iran today. So Iran being saved is not my passion and just statement making. If you believe God, God says he will set his throne there. And what does it mean? Jesus setting his throne in Iran. What does that mean? It means a Christian nation. It means a nation saved by the grace of God. It means that the base for blessing the whole world to the whole and the whole Middle East. And now what I'm saying is, yes, the promise is there in the Bible.
Now, what is the phrase in the Bible? Because I didn't hear that you said he will set his throne where?
In Elam. Elam and Persia are two names in the Bible that both refer to today's Iran because they're completely.
And how do we spell Elam? How do we spell Elam?
E-L-A-M.
Okay. So it says it. What part of scripture does it say it?
Jeremiah 49,
okay,
verses 34 and on. But that verse is Jeremiah 49:38.
Okay, so you've been living in the United States your whole adult life, but you've been ministering in Iran. Tell us, because most people, you know, we're so focused on whatever we're focused on. What Dean Crowder was telling me, I mean, the level of revival of people that are ostensibly Muslim. In other words, they may just be culturally Muslim, or they just say, look, I'm an Iranian, so I must be a Muslim, but they don't really believe it. I mean, we're seeing across the board Iranians of all stripes, whether serious Muslims or just cultural Muslims, they're turning to Jesus. What is going on in Iran? In other words, it would seem to me that the Iranian clergy that run this country of Iran, they would not be happy about this. Are they cracking down? What is going on?
Well, yeah, of course they are not happy. And they are on the losing side. They know they have lost the population. They know their message cannot match the power of the gospel. The message of Islam and what they are teaching and what they're living has no match with the Christian message of love, forgiveness. When you compare, and I did compare Islam and Christianity, the Bible and Quran. When you compare objectively, there is no match. And today, more and more of Iranians are comparing. There is something like a cap. They have been set free to think. You know, Muslims are not allowed to question their faith. In Iran, millions are questioning their faith. So they're comparing. That's why they're becoming and being set free from the spirit of Islam. Now, let me tell you about the recent survey. You know, another bold statement I've been making, and people were saying, hey, come on, are you serious? One bold statement the last few years I've been making. Iran is no longer an Islamic nation. People say, what? What are you saying? Because I'm in touch with Iranians. But just 2 months ago, a very scientific survey came out from a university asking people, what do you believe? These are beliefs of Iranians. Can you believe it, Eric? Less than one third of Iranians said we are Muslims. You look in the book, it's 98%. You Google it, it's 98%. But today, less than one third believe in Islam. So Iran already has stepped away from Islam. And we as Christians, we are at a historical time to make history. You know, things like this happen once, maybe twice a century. We see Japan or Russia opening up for just a period of time. Today it's Iran. This is a time to make history. My job is to wake Christians up, say, let's not mess it up this time. I think
okay.
We mess it up in Japan.
We're going to be right back,
Russia.
Folks. The book is Iran's Great Awakening. Get a copy. We'll be right back.
Out of all the reindeers, you know you're the mastermind.
Folks, I'm talking to Dr. Hormoz Shariat. What is that, Irish? Just kidding. You look, when I look at your eyes, because of course some people are watching this on YouTube and I can see you, you look Persian. It's so interesting how certain people from certain places, you say, this guy really looks, and how can you say, but you are from this nation. God brought you to the United States. You discover Jesus, and now you are declaring something that so many people have prayed for decades, that the people of Iran are waking up from this bad dream of forced Islamic rule, where they are not even given the opportunity to think what is truth, but they're told if you don't agree with this, that you will be persecuted. And you're telling me that many Iranians are thinking for themselves. They're coming to faith. How long has Iran Alive Ministries been reaching out to Muslims? There's my first question.
Well, after I got saved, I started evangelizing and planting churches in Northern California. But after September 11, we started a satellite broadcast. Right after that, December of 2001, we bought 1 hour of broadcast, we paid for it from a secular channel. And from day one, the moment we started broadcasting, our phone calls were coming in and were jammed with so many people of Iranian coming and asking questions and coming to Christ. Day and night, we were leading people to Christ. So from day one, 2001, we started, and now it's about 20 years, over 19 years of broadcasting. So, what we do is not just broadcast, not just go, satellite broadcast, we go over the heads of the mullahs into people's homes, and the government cannot stop it and they're not happy. So the power of media going into privacy of people's home, doors closed, and talk to them about Jesus, and they're open. Eric, any message I share on satellite, any message, simplest message, people start calling and praying to receive Christ.
Are people in Iran, are they able to access the internet? Can they watch this program in Iran, for example?
Internet is controlled by the government. Internet is dangerous. Our website is blocked. It's slow, intentionally very slow, so you cannot watch videos. Intentionally very expensive. Downloading a video takes a long time, and you have to pay big money. So, well, for this situation, satellite is number one. Yes, we are on the internet.
Okay, I'm wondering if people in Iran are able to watch this program at ericmetaxas.com or on YouTube, because we're on YouTube. But you've been reaching out since the 80s, and you have seen more fruit recently. That's why this book is called Iran's Great Awakening. And the book is new, right?
Yes, it just came out a couple of months ago.
Okay. So when you say Iran's Great Awakening, you're not exaggerating. You are saying that there is a revival happening in Iran. This is big news, Hormoz. Most of the world has never heard about this. This is huge news. So give us some details. I mean, how many people are in Iran, and how many people do you think of the population are turning toward faith in the God of the New Testament?
Well, there are 80-some million people in Iran, and number of Christians, nobody knows, just an estimate. My estimate is 2 to 3 million. And by the way, it's funny. When I say 2 to 3 million believers, these are all Muslim background believers in Iran. My friends in the West say, oh, but Hormoz, you're just exaggerating. At the same time, our leaders in Iran, when I tell them there are 2 to 3 million believers in Iran, our leaders who are serving underground church in Iran, they tell me, oh, why do you downplay what God is doing? It's much more than that. Where we go on streets, we run into Christians everywhere. We take a taxi. Taxi driver starts witnessing to us. So nobody knows, but 2 to 3 million people is a very conservative estimate.
The
rate of growth is high. Iran has the fastest growing evangelical population in the world. Research has shown.
Okay, now stop right there. This was an amazing sentence. Anytime any of my guests says something like this, I say, hold on. Say that again, because that is like a breaking news item. Say this again.
Well, Operation World, which is a very respectable mission organization, research organization, they did research and they came up with this. Iran has the fastest growing evangelical population in the world. 19.6% per year. So the rate of growth is very high. So Iran is doubling its Christian population every 4 years.
I mean, look, that is just unbelievable. So if it's 3 million, it's going to be 6 million. If it's 5 million, it's going to be 10 million. It's just so funny, Hormoz, because, you know, this is not typically, I don't think of this as a news program or a news breaking program. But the fact that I have not read this, this is gigantic news. We're not talking about Portugal. We're talking about Iran. And you're telling me that it is the fastest growth of Christians, serious Christians, not just, you know, people who go to church twice a year, in a nation where there's persecution. I mean, what is going on? What is the government doing to people who come to faith? Are they having to be very quiet about it? How does this work?
Well, they're on the losing side, so they cannot stop it. And when you cannot answer something, you know, when you're in argument, when you cannot answer the opponent, you turn into violence. So the only thing the government is doing is to turn it to violence, arresting Christians, putting him in long-term jail. If you have a Bible, if you have a group in your home, 10
okay,
years,
listen, we have to go to a break, but we're coming back. Folks, the ministry is Iran Alive. The book is Iran's Great Awakening. Folks, I'm talking to Dr. Hormoz Shariat, S-H-A-R-I-A-T, Shariat. He's the head of Iran Alive Ministries. What is the website for Iran Alive Ministries?
Just iranalive.org.
Okay, iranalive.org. I hope a lot of people will go there. We'll post it on our social media. The book you've written is called Iran's Great Awakening. Yeah. You're not exaggerating. This is amazing news, Hormoz.
Amen. May I share about my book a little bit?
Please.
First of all, it's very up to date and you will be encouraged. This is not about what enemy is doing. That's what God is doing, turning a nation, an Islamic nation. Iran will be in it, first Islamic nation that turns to Christ. But the best way to connect with us and get the book is to text a word to a number. Text the word Iran, I-R-A-N, to the number 74784.
So text the word Iran, I-R-A-N, to 74784.
Yes.
Text Iran to 74784. And, of course, they can also go to iranalive.org.
That's right. And for any donation, I will send you the book. And by the way, I don't get any benefit from the book. It's dedicated for the ministry. It's just for the work of ministry. But I encourage you to get updated. God is doing something great around the world. And Iran, it will be the first Islamic nation. History is in the making. I'm encouraging. You know, sometimes I feel, Eric, God is frustrated with us Christians. When I look at Iran, I feel Jesus is telling us, the church, what else can I do? I died for the Muslims. I love them and I died for them. And I have opened their hearts to hear and listen and respond to the gospel. Jesus says, I'm appearing to them in visions and dreams and miracles. What else can I do? It's your turn. You do your part and this nation and the nations will be saved. He is doing his part. Arby?
Oh boy. Listen, this is such good news, Hormoz. And really, I feel like we're old friends already just because I see the love of God in your eyes. And when we hear this kind of thing, it gives us hope because so many of us in the United States, we have seen our own nation in many ways struggle horribly and take God for granted. So when you hear that people in a nation officially Islamic, brutally persecuting Christians, when you hear that Christians are coming, that Iranians are coming to faith in Christ in these numbers at this rate, it gives us hope. We hear the same thing going on in China, that they are a communist, horrible Marxist, evil government, and that there are millions and millions of Christians underground in the midst of this persecution. We need to hear this. So I'm so thrilled to have you on. The book is Iran's Great Awakening, but you're saying the best way is to go to iranalive.org or to get it, or to text the word Iran to 74784. Iran, text the word Iran to 74784. Why do you think that the mainstream media is not covering this? This seems to me rather major news.
Well, that's another hour of talk, because as an ex-Muslim Christian, I can see the bias in the mainstream media. For example, I get life threats. We get life threats. And if I go to, which I have, to the media saying, I'm getting life threats. Look at this. There's a video against me. This is a video that the Muslims are saying, we're going to kill Christians. And they're all on YouTube everywhere. And if I tell them, hey, they are doing this to me, they say, they shut me down. They say, you are a racist, you're anti-Islamic, you're Islamophobic. I'm just saying they are threatening me. But if I speak up, it's me, I'm shut up. You know, they discontinued my the Facebook, they discontinued one of our Facebooks in Farsi, and our Twitter, the Twitter account was discontinued. And
Wait. Twitter shut down the account of Iran Alive Ministries?
Yeah, yes.
Why?
And I don't know. They say the bad content. And I do not talk hatred towards Muslims. I have given my life to love Muslims. My approach is not hate speech. But they it looks like there is an anti-Christian bias there.
Well, look, we know there is. But this is where it becomes like comedy, right? Here you are, an Iranian. You're in America. You're smiling. You're loving your people. And Twitter calls this hate speech. We're living in madness. And that's why we have to remind each other we're not crazy. We are doing God's work. And there has always been spiritual warfare and people who are blind, and they're being used to try to crush God's message. And guess what? They cannot succeed. They will never succeed. What you're telling me right now, it's so beautiful. It's so, I mean, if it weren't for our friend Dean Crowder, I wouldn't know about this. I would not know about this. Is anybody writing articles in the Christian media, Christianity Today, or any of these magazines about this?
Yes, and I have written articles in both Charisma magazine and Christianity Today. But yeah, once in a while, they touch what's going on in Iran in a way, yeah.
I'm glad because, but as you know, the mainstream media, this is like the third rail, to use a subway term. They it just makes them uncomfortable. And of course, if you're against the mullahs, in a way, you know, you're anti-Obama, you're anti, you know, it becomes immediately political, right?
Right.
Because we have our former president Obama was feeling that the way forward with Iran was quite different from Trump's position. I mean, I don't know if you speak about that.
Well, I don't talk politics, even though I have my own belief. I just present the facts. The fact is this, that people of Iran do not like Obama, but they really liked Trump. And I can give you reasons from their point of view.
And so we just have 10 seconds. Give me one reason and we'll come back and we'll keep talking.
Well, Obama helped the government of Iran. That's for one thing. And Trump, with the sanctions, it's hurting the government of Iran. And Iranians are against their government. Anything that hurts their government, they're for it.
All right. So another reason to vote for Donald Trump in case people didn't vote yet. Just kidding, because it's December. It's a little late, but we'll be right back. We're talking to the head of Iran Alive Ministries. Don't go away.
You better watch out. You better not.
Folks, I'm talking to Dr. Hormoz Shariat. He's the head of Iran Alive Ministries, iranalive.org. Hormoz, you did not say earlier when you were telling your story, you have seen the evil side of Islam. Your brother was arrested and killed by the Iranian regime. Tell us what happened.
Well, I was a new believer, and my family was not yet Christians. Now, many, many are Christians. So I was praying for my family and my...
Wait, this was in the 80s?
80s, early 80s, yes. And my brother, who was 16 years old, was arrested on minor political charges. They kept him for 2 years, and they were telling my mom, oh, we're going to let him go. He's doing fine. He's doing fine. But when he turned 18, they called my mom, said, come and get his body. We just executed him, shot him. And when my mom went to get her son's body, they charged her for the bullets. They charged whatever expense. So she had to pay money to get her son's body back. For me, I went through some kind of crisis of faith. I said, God, I prayed for his salvation. And now he's dead. By the way, God, this is not right. This is injustice. What should I do? I shared, it was like 3 days of mourning. I was saying, God, I'm going to take revenge. I want to take revenge. Then I realized, no, God says revenge is hate them. I just hate them. Oh, yeah. I'm supposed to love even my enemy. So I'm not supposed to hate. I'm angry at them. I said, God, I'm really angry. Oh, I'm not supposed to be even angry as a Christian because you sin in your heart. So I said, God, what can I do as a Christian? This is injustice. Can I at least cuss a little bit to make me feel better? I said, no, you cannot even do that. Yeah, you worship with your mouth. You cannot even curse with your mouth. So doing that 3 days, I said, God, what is it? And this is what I felt God told me. Number one, your enemy are not those who killed your brother. You have one enemy, and that's Satan. Those people are victims in the hands of your enemy. So start loving them.
Wow. Big reminder. Anybody who is a human being is made in the image of God. That is not your enemy. That's beautiful because they are tools of the enemy. The enemy is using and abusing them. He does not care for them. But when this happened to you, I mean, why would, just so people understand the evil, because many Americans don't understand there's evil in the world. Why would the Iranian regime of clerics murder your brother? Why do you suppose they did this?
And it wasn't just my brother. Why do they kill so many people? Just the last 2 years, 5,000 people have been killed in the last 2 years on streets, in jails. Why do they do that? Their source is the belief of Islam. In Islam, human life does not matter. Allah does not care about human life. So killing the opponents of Allah actually is mandated. It's doing the work of God in their mind. You know, Jesus said there will be a day that they kill you and they think they're serving God. This is the day, Islam, killing people, thinking they're serving Allah, their God. So killing any opponents, I get life threats. They want to kill me.
Now, it's so funny you say life threats. Why don't you say death threats? Maybe you get more attention from the media if you say death threats. That's the typical term.
Death threats, but I don't talk about death. They want to take away my life. But
listen, you are such a joy to talk to, and I'm sorry we're out of time. Hormoz, you're a new friend. We're going to have you back to continue this conversation. I'm so grateful to our friend Dean Crowder, who's the head of the board of Iran Alive Ministries, for introducing us. The book is Iran's Great Awakening. You can text the word Iran to 74784. Text Iran to 74784. Hormoz, we will have you back. IranAlive.org is the website. God bless you.
God bless you, Eric. I appreciate you very much.
Jingle bells, jingle all the way. What fun to ride and sing in a one-horse open sleigh.